Luella Carter stood in the shadow of the chicken coop, gripping the handle of her egg basket so tightly that her fingers felt numb. She closed her eyes and took a deep breath, trying to silence the shouting that came from the house with the ringing of her ears, beating in time with her racing heart.
"Luella!"
her uncle shouted for her. But Luella didn't move. She didn't budge. She knew better by now. It wouldn't matter. She'd get beaten harder if she went into the house now than she would if she just stayed away until things grew calmer. Until her uncle sobered up and her aunt had smoothed things over. The two of them shouted at each other fiercely and created a tempest that rivaled a cyclone. And though Uncle Thomas wouldn't raise a hand to Aunt Mary, he didn't hold back on Luella.
"Luella!"
he shouted again, his voice muffled a bit by distance. At least he seemed to be looking for her in the wrong direction. That made her let out a slow breath in relief. It had been 5 years since her parents had died and she'd been living with her aunt and uncle. They had two young children of their own who also never got the brunt of their father's backhand. But for some reason, everyone seemed to think it was just fine to give Luella the short end of the stick. She let out another slow breath. The shouting had seemed to calm down a bit, but she still didn't want to go inside just yet. Her chest ached from where her heart had been beating so hard against it, but the ringing in her ears was finally subsiding. Still, the thought of going back inside was enough to send another chill through her spine. The children wailed. She could hear them in her room at the back of the house, and her feet started moving of their own accord. Swallowing hard, she moved out from the shadow of the chicken coop and headed toward the back porch. It had been several minutes, it seemed, since she'd last heard her uncle call out her name, since she'd last heard him shout anything. He was always the worst at evening time on paydays, when he and the other miners would go and have a drink or two together before making their way home for supper. Luella knew what day of the month it was, and she'd known that he'd be coming home in one mood or the other. Sometimes he'd be extra affectionate with the children and with her aunt, and promised them things that he'd never make good on. Other times, he'd be shouting a storm and upset about everything that seemed out of place. Taking a deep breath, Luella finally pulled a hand free from the basket of eggs she'd been carrying and reached for the handle of the back door. Her ears still straining for the potential dangers that might be lurking within, she slowly turned the handle. As she pulled the door with care, she lifted it so that it would creak less on the hinges and then only opened it halfway to avoid where she knew the door's hinges would screech the loudest, and then slid herself inside. Her breath came out in short gasps, and her heart had begun racing again. At least her ears had stopped ringing, as she continued to strain them toward the front of the house where her uncle might be. "Please," she prayed inwardly. "Please don't let him call out for me again." When her uncle came home in this state, he'd usually end up one of two ways. Either he'd go back out and drink into the night with his friends from the mines, or he'd fall asleep on the sofa in the parlor. Either would be a fine outcome, but she didn't think enough time had passed for her uncle to be asleep just yet. The crying of the children had subsided a bit, but they whimpered for their mother, which told Luella that they were still alone. Chances were that her aunt was in her own room, alone and in tears. Steeling herself, Luella set the basket of eggs on the counter and then started toward the kitchen door, but before she'd taken another full step, her uncle appeared right in front of her.